Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthink and Cure. Today, we're diving into something that feels both super important and a little intimidating. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, even when your inner voice is screaming, no? You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm and your energy reserves are running on fumes? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your well-being, and making space for the things that truly matter. Think of it like this. Setting boundaries is like having a VIP pass to your own life. You get to decide who gets access, what they can do, and when they can be there. Pretty cool, right? Now, before we dive into some practical tips, let's talk about why this stuff matters so much in our crazy world. We live in a culture that often glorifies busyness and saying, yes, to everything, but guess what? That's a recipe for burnout and resentment. It leaves us feeling drained, stressed, and disconnected from ourselves. By setting boundaries, we create space for rest, rejuvenation, and things that bring us joy. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your boundary-setting journey. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what you need. Take some time to reflect on your values, priorities, and non-negotiables. What drains you? What energizes you? What brings you joy? Once you have a clear understanding of yourself, it's easier to identify what needs protection. Think of it like knowing your favorite flavors. You wouldn't order something you don't like, right? 2. Start small. Don't feel pressured to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start by setting small boundaries in areas that feel manageable. Maybe it's saying no to an extra meeting or carving out time for a relaxing activity. Baby steps. Remember, consistency is key. 3. Communicate clearly and respectfully. This one can be tricky, but it's essential. When you need to set a boundary, communicate it clearly and respectfully. Use I statements to express your needs without blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always ask me to do this last minute," try, "I need more notice to prepare for tasks like this." 4. Practice saying no. It's okay to say no. You don't have to explain yourself or feel guilty. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone. It's about prioritizing your own well-being. Think of it as a superpower, the power to choose what you invest your time and energy in. 5. Be patient with yourself. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. There will be times when you slip up or feel uncomfortable saying no. That's okay. Just keep practicing and remember that every step you take towards prioritizing yourself is a victory. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly calls you late at night to vent about their problems. You care about them, but it's affecting your sleep and well-being. Instead of letting this continue, you could gently say something like, "Hey, I love hearing from you, but late night calls are tough for me because I need my rest. Maybe we can catch up during the day?" See? It's not about shutting people out. It's about communicating your needs and finding healthy solutions that work for both of you. So there you have it. 5 powerful steps to help you set healthy boundaries and prioritize yourself. Remember, you deserve to feel fulfilled, energized, and in control of your life. By setting those boundaries, you're not just saying no to things that don't serve you. You're saying yes to a happier, healthier, and more authentic version of yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this topic in the comments below. What are some boundaries you've set in your life? What challenges have you faced? Let's keep the conversation going. And remember to subscribe to Overthink and Cure so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with tips and tricks for a calmer, more mindful life. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep those boundaries strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.